Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Tettelbach. Batting third. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Carl Olson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Pedro Ramos. And now, play ball. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Snyder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodling. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Olson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder strikes out. One out. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettelbach hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Tettelbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodling. The throw from Berberet and he is out, Runnels applying the tag. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tettelbach. Avila reaches second base with a double. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0-for-1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby who is chasing the ball. Runnels reaches third base with a triple. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's Indians, 1, Senators, 1. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon bunts towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Sievers moves to second. One out. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sievers moves to third. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn juggles the ball. That's an error on Wynn. Sievers scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Senators. Jose Valdivielso pinch hits for Jerry Snyder. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Valdivielso now playing shortstop. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Valdivielso. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Tettelbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ramos strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Tettelbach hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Olsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sievers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Avila applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Senators, 2. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Tettelbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Seavers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-2 in the game. Olsen hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valdivielso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdivielso is 0-for-1 in the game. Valdivielso hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-3 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Woodling takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdivielso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Woodling moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive towards first. Seavers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramos bunts towards first. Wirtz fields the ball and throws to wing covering. Safe. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramos moves to second. One out. Dick Tettelbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettelbach is 0-for-3 in the game. Tettelbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tettelbach. Smith reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen bunts towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smith moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Tettelbach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Smith tags and scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wynn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-4 in the game. Busby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Severs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Severs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Severs strikes out. One out. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Carl Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Olsen hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-3 in the game. Berberet strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.